is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a ban on imports of Russian oil. AP's Mike Gracia reports from Washington.
As part of a busy late-night flurry of votes, the House overwhelmingly approved legislation that would ban the import of Russian oil products to the United States. The bill would put into law restrictions announced by President Joe Biden in response to Russia's military invasion of Ukraine. The bill passed by the House goes beyond the ban on Russian oil imports. It would also encourage a review of Russia's status in the World Trade Organization and show U.S. support for sanctions on Russian officials for human rights violations. The bill passed on a 414-17 vote and now goes to the Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is on a three-day trip to Poland and Romania to rally NATO allies against Russian aggression. But first, she needs to patch up a misunderstanding over Warsaw's offer to make its fleet of MiG-29 jet fighters available to Ukraine. The Biden administration was caught off guard by Poland's public offer on Tuesday to donate the Soviet-era aircraft to the U.S. so they could be transferred to Ukraine. The Pentagon immediately opposed the move, describing it as high risk and untenable. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted to a temporary breakdown in communication with Warsaw. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been asking for the jets, which his pilots know how to fly. He has also been urging NATO to declare a no-fly zone over his country to protect it from Russian airstrikes. Meanwhile, the Polish government has indicated that whether to transfer the planes needs to be a joint decision by NATO. An alliance of British charities has warned that millions of elderly and disabled Ukrainians are at high risk because they are unable to flee the fighting. The United Kingdom Disasters Emergency Committee said Thursday that more than 2 million people have fled Russia's military assault. It noted that older people and those with disabilities in Ukraine risk being left behind when others flee. It said they urgently need protection and assistance. There are more than 7 million people aged 60 or older in Ukraine and 2.7 million people with disabilities, according to the European Disability Forum. This is VOA News. Dutch brewer Heineken and Universal Music Group have become the latest companies to pause business in Russia in response to the invasion of Ukraine. Heineken announced Wednesday it will suspend operations in Russia, including the sale, production, and advertising of its popular beer. Heineken had already announced plans to end all new investment and exports to Russia. And Universal Music Group said on its website that it is suspending all operations in Russia and closing its offices there, effective immediately. In South Korea, conservative Yoon Suk-yeol was elected the country's next president on Thursday. Yoon, the standard-bearer of the main opposition People Power Party, posted a razor-thin victory over Lee Jae-myung, who represented the ruling Democratic Party, making it South Korea's most closely fought presidential election. The campaign was marked by name-calling and accusations of corruption leveled by the two front-running candidates against each other, prompting observers to call the race the unlikable election. Yoon, a former prosecutor, seized on public anger over a series of scandals during President Moon Jae-in's tenure to position himself as an anti-corruption fighter who would seek justice and establish a more level playing field. He has promised to build a stronger alliance with the U.S. and take a more hard-line approach toward North Korea than that of President Moon. He has also promised to improve relations with Japan, which sank to new lows during Moon's presidency over lingering disputes related to Japan's colonization of the Korean Peninsula between 1910 and 1945. President-elect Yoon begins his single five-year term in May. And 250 residents have been forced to evacuate after Indonesia's Mount Merapi erupted Thursday, spewing hot lava down the slopes and sending large clouds of hot ash into the air. The volcano on the densely populated island of Java erupted at least seven times just before and after midnight. The rumbling sound could be heard several kilometers away. No casualties have been reported. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote for VOA News, I'm Richard Green.